Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When voters go to the polls 2 weeks from today, they'll face three ballot questions. This morning, we're hearing the pros and cons of the sales tax question, which is question number three. It asks if the sales tax should be sliced by more than half, cut from 6.25% down to 3%. Carla Howell, who was a Libertarian candidate for governor in 2002, wrote the ballot question. She argues keeping more money in people's pockets will stimulate the economy.
That's money they can spend, save, give away, put an addition on their house, pay for their child's tuition, pay off their credit card debts. It all goes back into the economy and creates jobs. One of the biggest beneficiaries will be retail businesses, especially along the northern border, where people run to New Hampshire to buy a lot of goods. And the retail sector, especially along the border, is hurt very badly by the high sales tax.
On the other side is Steve Crawford. He's with a group fighting passage of Question 3 called the Coalition for Our Communities. Crawford argues the state can't afford to lose the estimated $2.5 billion that could be lost by rolling back the sales tax.
That is half of what we spend every year on public education in Massachusetts. People who say they want to send a message, voting in support of question three is not the way to do that, because this is a binding referendum. It becomes law, and every gubernatorial candidate is saying they will abide by the will of the voters.
We'll hear more from the no side in a few minutes, but first, some arguments from supporters of the sales tax rollback. First, Camille Jane, who ran as an independent candidate for state auditor in the primaries. Jane says if the cut passes, it'll send a clear message to state government. That message, downsize.
We need to shrink government. We're currently at a non-sustainable level. People get that. They look at the tax burden. They look at the fact that we have the second highest per capita long-term government debt in the country. So it's not sustainable. We've already, you know, burdened ourselves and our children and our grandchildren with a debt that we don't know how to pay yet. All right? And right now, all our elected officials are doing is promising a way to kick the can down the road so that somebody else can deal with this hole we're in. People are waking up to that. Good evening. Can you hear me okay in the back?
In North Andover last week, Camille Jane spoke to dozens of Tea Party members at a VFW hall plastered with poster boards that read, "More money is never enough," "Obamacare, it's to die for," and "Reverse the curse, Revolution 2010.
Would you prefer that we keep our state sales tax at 6.25%, or would you like it lower?
I think it's absolutely practical.
This is Ted Tripp, a retired chemical engineer from North Andover. In the spring, Tripp launched the Merrimack Valley Tea Party.
There are people that are calling this the second revolution. The 1980 was the first revolution in that Proposition 2.5 passed because taxpayers were fed up with the double-digit increases in the real estate taxes every year. And this being the second revolution, taxpayers are just as mad this time around, but they're directing it towards the sales tax in the state.
Also at the Tea Party rally was Christine Morabito. She's a psychiatric nurse from Haverhill, who says those on the other side pushing against rolling back the sales tax are only trying to silence the voice of the people.
When they say they're going to cut aid to schools, police, and fire, that's a scare tactic that they use to get people to be quiet, basically. We all know that there are many, many things that they can cut. There's waste, fraud, and abuse.
But on the other side, some say the waste, fraud, and abuse argument is a red herring to divert attention away from the deep cuts they fear should question three pass.
Middle! Gotta string them out! String them out!
Bundled up, sitting on the cold aluminum bleachers at Andover High School, Jim and Edie Collins from Topsfield watch their grandson play football under the lights. On election day, they're voting no on question three.
Everybody likes social services, but nobody wants to pay for them. High school sports, all kinds of extracurricular activities. My understanding is there's all kinds of extra fees for them now. And I suppose the fees would just go up and they'd be eliminated.
You get what you pay for, you know, and if you want services like firemen and policemen and nurses, you have to pay for it.
I'm glad you have this recorded, because it's one of the few times in our married life that she's ever agreed with me. So.
In agreeing with each other, Jim and Edie also find themselves on the same side of question three as a Boston-based business trade group, Associated Industries of Massachusetts, or AIM. We sat down with AIM's president, Rick Lord, whose first argument against lowering the sales tax focuses on the deep cuts it'll bring to the state budget.
In a full budget year, the total loss in revenue of the state is $2.5 billion. That's a significant loss to state revenues and would result in very serious program cuts. And at this point in time, I don't think the state can risk that kind of revenue loss.
Some people might say, wouldn't business-oriented organizations like yours support a tax cut?
The gut-level reaction is that the business community always supports lower taxes, so why wouldn't we support this reduction? But I think you need to look beyond just the pure reduction and look at the numbers behind it and the state's fiscal situation.
Let me ask about retailers and the retailers in maybe in your organization. Some supporters of Question 3 say that cutting the sales tax in half will create thousands of retail jobs by keeping shoppers here instead of driving them across the border to New Hampshire where there's no sales tax at all. Would slashing the sales tax help retail businesses in Massachusetts and especially those along the border?
You know, we were already at a competitive disadvantage with New Hampshire before the sales tax was even raised to 6.25. We were at 5, they were at 0. So, you know, people who wanted to were already driving across the border to buy at the retail stores in New Hampshire. So I'm not sure that we drove anybody else who wasn't already making that trip across the border. You know, frankly, when you look at the statistics about how our sales tax compares to other states, about 45 states have a broad-based sales tax. We rank 38th per capita in the revenue that's raised by our sales tax. We also have generous exemptions for food and clothing, which other states don't have. So I just don't see the significant impact to the retail sector if we pass Question 3. But I do see the harm that it'll cause, you know, thousands and thousands of state residents.
What's your prediction?
It may feel good to vote to reduce the sales tax to 3%, but when you look at the impact on state services, on the state budget, and frankly on all of us as residents of the Commonwealth, I actually think that it will not succeed. It's interesting to note, Bob, that none of the gubernatorial candidates are supporting Question 3, because if it passes, it's not just the impact of Question 3, which is $2.5 billion, but when we get into fiscal year 11, there's already going to be a $2 billion hole because there's a structural deficit, because our budget this year is built on $2 billion worth of one-time revenue. So we're talking about a $4.5 billion problem. That is just going to be horrendous if any of the candidates inherit that in January.
Rick Lord, thank you very much. Good to see you.
Great. Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Rick Lord is president of Associated Industries of Massachusetts. He opposes cutting the state sales tax. We heard earlier from people who support it. In 14 days, voters will have their say on the tax rollback proposal. And as we approach Election Day, November 2nd, we'll have more coverage of this and all three Massachusetts ballot questions.